Avoiding dangerous pests from invading your traveling plans. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, summertime means vacation time, but Greg Rosenthal, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, wants travelers to know that if that vacation takes you abroad...
We want international travelers to bring back great memories, but we don't want them to bring back agricultural pests when they return to the United States.
And the reason for that is quite simple.
They feed on America's crops, trees, and other plants. They have cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars, and they can wreak havoc on the environment. They also can impact public health.
Rosenthal adds that invasive pests are easy to spread, but hard to spot, which is why they urge travelers to know what is and isn't allowed before they travel by visiting aphis.usda.gov/travel.
We have all kinds of categories of agricultural items people bring back, whether they're fresh fruits and vegetables or cut flowers, meat products, animal products, firewood, and miscellaneous products, even plants for planting. So we urge people to go there and do as much research as they can before they leave.
And Rosenthal adds that a traveler's best bet,
if you're in any doubt as to whether that's an agricultural item or an animal or plant product, just declare it. And if it does pose a threat to America's agriculture or to our natural resources, it will not clear customs. And people should be aware that failure to declare agricultural products can result in fines and penalties. So if you declare, you just don't even have to worry about it.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.